Because I met you, I will be fat for good.
Oh, it's very, that's very, well, that's very comforting. It's a very, well, you know, yeah, it's a that, nice, this, you know, that, docile sound.
You know, as we move into the holidays, docile and comforting are two words on the LFC that, well, quite frankly, we just never use.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
That was very awesome.
I
was,
well, hello, I was everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H.
Oh,
Bader.
And
this is your Mr. show, Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No. No.
Could there have been?
Big Freddy! I'm coming!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
and hello. I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going
oh,
on,
guys? You big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 17th of November.
Monday.
2025, and we're recording this early so I don't fall asleep. Year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatory Apart, and I'm one of your hosts, the one who just had a 73-hour week, Mr. Larry H. Bader, spelled...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
You know what? The coal miners couldn't get it right either. Yeah, couldn't... V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Bader. And joining me today, it's the man who's dressed in his button-down shirt. It's the man who looks like he has somewhere to be or has been. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi. Yeah. No, I don't have anywhere to be. I've been someplace.
Well, anyway. Yeah. I knew you wouldn't wear a shirt with buttons on it for no reason. I mean, you know.
No, ma'am.
Y'all.
No.
Yeah. So, y'all, we alluded to it, but it was a week. It was old coal mine.
It was a week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Y'all.
And I'm sure some of them probably told you how important they are.
I'm going to tell you, y'all, in these tough economic times, y'all, nobody came. That... was, while uncomforting and unsettling for the most part, it also made it almost pleasant to work 70-plus hours this past week. I mean, it wasn't. I said almost, but it wasn't pleasant.
Okay.
But y'all, there were the ancient coal miners, and there were the really young coal miners, and there was no one in between. It was a unique, situation, y'all. It started on Wednesday with someone.
Oh,
y'all, I was. Someone rang y'all. We don't have a receptionist at the coal mine anymore. Too soon,
right?
Well, actually,
right.
4 years too late. But either way, y'all, and I'm punchy today, so you don't know what's going to come out. Someone came in and we have, since we don't have a receptionist anymore, we have like a, one of those, front desk bells, you know,
mechanical thing.
No, not that.
Oh,
you know, kind of like ding the bell, if you will.
Yes.
And so they went ding, ding. And so
In fact, DeBell's birthday is today as we're recording.
Ah, happy birthday. Do y'all love her as much as I do? I bet you do, because she is absolutely lovely.
Have you ever met, but you've never met her in person?
No, I haven't, because, you know, I don't do the Pride 48. But,
nobody does now.
Oh, not too soon. Anyway, y'all, I knew that the new skull was in the turlet because I had just walked back to my desk and she was going to TT. I mean, I hope.
As opposed to a smelter.
Well, and you know, it could have been either, but I don't ask those questions when they go into the ladies' room. So I got up. I knew Patty. Patio Irish was at lunch, and so there was no one else up there. So I said, I'll go help whoever's ringing the bell. And you know, that was my one good deed of the day. And y'all, no good deed goes unpunished.
Right. And so ring the bell, oh, ring the bell.
So I walk in and I was like, hi, it's me, Larry. How can I help you today? And y'all, and I have perfected making that sound as authentic as humanly possible. Because it's not, to be clear, right. I don't want to help you. But nor is it my job to help you.
Right.
But either way, I said, hi, nice to see you. Welcome back, old coal miner. How can I help you? And he said, I like to start out with a positive thing first. And I said, oh, good. And I did, said just like that. And he said, I appreciate you publishing the obituaries. And I said, I see. And I just looked at him and I said, okay. And I stood there.
Were you in it?
And he stared at me and I stared at him and I smiled. I was like, how can I help you today? And he said, well, I have been trying to use the interwebs and it's just slow. And I said, oh, okay. And I stared at him. I mean, what do you want me to say to that? I don't know what you're talking about. Also, okay. He's like, you know, I don't know. Where do you host your interwebs? I bet you do it on house. I was like, no, we outsource that. Oh. And so we stared at each other for a minute because, y'all, the man had not asked a question. And so I was very polite, but I mean, I don't know what you want me to say. If you want me to answer a question, I'm not going to read into what you're saying. I'm not going to do it. You want to come. If you felt the need to drive to the coal mine and walk in to complain about the internet, we are not going to, there's no resolution that's going to make you happy.
Right.
And so I'm not going to engage. And he said, well, do you at least use a reputable host? And I said, we do. Because that's what you asked. Well, who do you use? And I said, Amazon Web Services. Well, I've never heard of that. Okay.
Even Big Patty has heard of that.
Well, right. They power.
That's the one that went kaput a week or so ago.
Yeah, I know. Trust me. But y'all, they are nothing if not reliable, number one. Number two, I don't know what you're talking about. And number three, I'm not defending any of this to you because, again, we're just never going to come to a resolution there. And so he said, and so y'all, he turned around and huffed out the door. And I said, have a good day. And so I walked back to my desk and y'all, the head coal miner was like, well, at least that wasn't a bad thing. I guess he was nice. And then I punched the wall. And y'all, I went and got in my car and drove over. Y'all, there's a park not too far away. Drove over to the park, got out and screamed into a bush. And then I went back to the coal mine and that is how the week started. But y'all,
was it the burning bush?
It was after I had finished yelling into
Okay, got it.
I'm going to tell you, Thursday didn't work too late, 6:30, 7 o'clock. Friday was there until 11:30 p.m. in the evening.
Ooh!
From 7 a.m.
Well, but now, weren't you at some kind of hootenanny?
The ancient coal miners hootenanny. Yeah. I was there. Y'all, okay. You should have seen them. Y'all, they had an ice sculpture with shrimps on it. And y'all...
Were they cutting a rug?
No, there's no music. Okay. Y'all, that shrimp on an ice sculpture, it may as well have been gold-plated toilet paper. They thought it was the fanciest thing they had ever seen. Until one of them, and I'm not making this up, I thought a Big Fatty. Tried to make it to the turlet, but he didn't. Don't worry, though. He got his pants down, so he didn't shit himself. He just shut the restroom.
Oh.
So that happened. Saturday, we started out a little rocky.
Now,
head coal miner kind of said something snarky to me.
I already know the answer to this. Mm-hmm. Did he clean up his shark story?
If he had, how would I be able to tell it?
Ah!
Correct.
Correct.
Did he step in it? You know what? I don't believe so. But by the time the hose got done, it was because y'all, I pulled out a hose and I said, one, this is not my job, but there's no one else here to do this. And I'm not going to do it to our, yeah, we had a temporary cleaning lady on Saturday. It was our normal cleaning lady's sister. And so I was not going to do that to her. Y'all, I hosed it down the drain, just hosed her down. And,
now, did he let you know there had been an accident?
No, he did not. I went to, I'd gotten rid of most of them because, you know, there's always 10 or 12. And y'all, the minimum age on these coal miners was 72.
Oh, well, about Big Fatty's age.
Correct. Not 3 years from now. And, and y'all, no, 2 years from now. No, 3 years. No, sorry, four. I was counting the wrong way. But y'all, I went to lock up and I opened the door to that turlet and I said, oh, dear. And I said, Larry, you are not a good person. There is no need to continue. Just turn off the lights, close the door, and walk away. Don't do it. Don't do what you're about to do. And I said, I can't. I just can't do it to... I don't remember the lady's name, actually. I never met her. But she, y'all, she was not messing around on Saturday. I loved her. I loved her energy. She owned that place, and she cleaned a turlet like nobody's business. Either way.
And you know it's usually the women's room that is the site of the catastrophe.
It wasn't great, but it was not anything that needed hose down. So... and I'd gotten there at 7 a.m. that morning because we had a big coal miners meeting first thing. So I was there from 7 a.m. until 11:30 p.m. To say that I was probably dangerous on the road is an understatement. But
was there a cocktail involved?
No, not for me now. Right. Oh, that's not true. I did have Larry Cly made Dark and Stormies. Dark and Stormies? I think it was Dark and Stormies. It was one of those... No. Yeah. No, there was no mint. Either way, it was something like that. It was like a Dark and Stormy. It was something very similar if it wasn't a Dark and Stormy.
Why don't you give us the recipe of a Dark and Stormy? I hear Mrs. La-La-La Lauren, you know, she just recently had a celebration of exiting the birth canal. I bet she would like a Dark and Stormy if you told her what was
You know,
it.
The best Dark and Stormies are passed to you while you're in the shower in your RV. Y'all, it's a rum-based cocktail with crushed ice, mint, simple syrup, club soda. Yeah. Either way.
Was Larry Cly dressed as a raven?
No.
As he was serving that?
No, he wasn't. But y'all, he brought them in. And so, y'all, they were strong. So I did have one, but I had one at 5 o'clock. So by 11:30, I was fine. Actually, I had it about 3 o'clock, I think. But by 11:30, I was done.
You know, it's a tradition.
Yeah. But y'all, other people were not. They, anyway, I tell Big Fatty about that off the air. But then, on Saturday, y'all, they said to be there at 7. And I just left a note that said I will not be there at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I was here until 11:30 p.m. in the evening. I will not be here at 7:30 a.m. in the morning. I cannot do it. And y'all, someone called me out on that, and I looked at him, and I just said, if you were any good at your job, we wouldn't have to have this conversation. Please go do what I asked you to do. But either way, y'all, so I got there. I slept in, got there about 7:45. So, you know, very late. And truthfully, for old coal miner Saturday, that is about as late as you want to get there. Because, y'all, I had to do the Austin Powers parking turnaround to try to wiggle into a spot, the one little spot that was left, unless I wanted to back in from the street about 300-400 feet around cars and children. But either way, got there.
How many
and
did you take out? just out of curiosity.
You would, when I tell you that there was almost that happening twice over the weekend.
Oh,
I'm not exaggerating, y'all. People just let their children play anywhere. Either way, Saturday, y'all, nobody was there. It's always slow first thing in the morning, but y'all, it never picked up. And Larry Cly suggested it's just because it was me, him, he, myself, and the new mother working the big table. And the three of us.
Yeah, the big table. Yeah,
the three of us together are 180 times more efficient than the
remainder.
Well, the previous person who would have been at the table causing problems, who's no longer with us. Mm. He's like, it could just be that we're just that good. And I was like, I mean, we were really good, and I made all of them. Like, y'all, I put on my big fattiness, and I was like telling jokes, and I was like, oh. I was like, okay, oh.
Give us one of the jokes that you told.
Well, y'all, there was this young coal miner, and y'all, I mean, I wouldn't have made this joke if he weren't the sexiest man. I mean, y'all, those his thighs were big and muscly, and y'all, he had the dark hair and the cap on, and I was just like, hey. But he was giving his address to Larry Cly, and y'all, he pulled out his driver's license, and I was like, oh Lord, Lair. I was like, this one's got to read his address off his driver's license. I was like, you might want to check that to make sure it's real or something like that. But y'all, I was struggling at that point to get a good joke out, and y'all, he didn't laugh.
I was gonna say let's go to the audience now and see what the listening audience thinks of that joke. I think that's pretty good.
I mean, that wasn't the exact joke, but it was something along those lines. I was like, he's reading it off his driver's license. I was like, I was like, you don't know your own address? And he's like, no. And I was like, y'all, these children these days, they don't understand addresses.
Did you give him a bless his heart?
No, he didn't seem like he would appreciate that. I tried. I'd seen him wandering around earlier in the morning, and so I had kept my eye on him, because when they're that good.
So I was going to say, that almost sounds like stalking.
Well, except I never left my spot.
Ah.
Yeah. But y'all, I will tell you something. Y'all,
we
ate so much food. From
who is we?
The entire coal mine staff. The team, if you will. Y'all, we had fried chicken from the Von's East on Thursday with all the fixings. On Friday, I went to the Von's East and got two sandwich platters, a cheesecake platter, the like chips, sodas, you know, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I got the entertainer platter, which is like the ham solid and the chicken solid, the tuna solid and the egg solid. Y'all, I love their egg solid. And then I got the sub platter, which y'all, those damn subs, they have a new soft bread that they can make.
Yes, the soft roll. Oh,
y'all,
it is fantastic.
Things, when I picked it up, she's like, "Oh, you must be feeding a crowd." I said, "Well, how many do these feed?" Because y'all, I just bought. I'd ordered, didn't pay attention. And she said, "About 40." And I said, "Oh." And she said, "How many are you feeding?" And I said, "8."
Six.
She said, oh, y'all, I think there were two pieces of sandwich left on Saturday afternoon.
Well, you know why.
Yeah, because we're fat and we're hungry. Y'all, we ate and we ate. And, like, to the point, and y'all, then there was catered food at different events and the fried mac and cheese and the chicken fingers and the GERD-inducing things. But,
and
y'all.
The shrimp.
Oh, the shrimp. Don't forget about the shrimp or the pedophores. Y'all, I quadruple fibered Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I quadrupled my weight.
Well, I probably did. Y'all, so much GERD, but y'all, it was good. It was good. There was the head coal miner kind of got on my case a little bit on Saturday morning about
is that the big head coal miner?
Yeah, about something that happened Friday night, and I said, one, I don't know what you're talking about because that did not happen. Two, that is not how I left things last night at 11:30. So someone
did it have anything to do with an accident in the Turl?
No.
Okay.
It had everything to do with fucking tables and chairs. Anyway, I said nope. They only had five tables. No, they didn't. The hell, they didn't. I'm the one who set it up. Two, They were all pushed against the wall so that I could clean the floor, which I did. Didn't have to. No one asked me to, but I did because there were shrimp guts all over the floor. And it was, you know, they had spilled drinks and stuff because, y'all, they had put cocktail tables out for 72-plus-year-olds for a four-hour event. And so either way, I said, yeah, I moved them all to the side so I could run the Zamboni over the floor. Again, things that everyone who knows me knows I despise doing.
Yes.
But I said I did it because I just... I was still awake somehow, so I figured I might as well be useful. But either way, y'all, we nipped that in the bud really quick and got everything, I hope, taken care of. And yeah, got everything set up, y'all. And then Saturday happened without happening. Y'all, they put me in charge because certain coal miners overserved themselves so much that they did not come to work on Saturday. And so of the big marching coal miners, we'll say, they put me in charge of it. Y'all, I said, New Skull, come with. And y'all, Patio Irish, said, me too. And I said, not you. And I said, I need you, New Skull. And so y'all, I gave her a bullhorn and I said, here comes Miss Horty. This is how it's going to work. Y'all, they did everything they were supposed to do. And the head coal miner said, I feel like that was lackluster. It went so smoothly. And I said, I don't know why it's ever that difficult. Why y'all stress over this so much? Either way, y'all got them marched on and marched off, and life was good, y'all. He said, well, y'all can leave whenever you cleaned up. And I texted that to Larry Clyde. And by the time I walked back across the street,
he was gone.
Everything was clean. And y'all, I told New Mother, I said, let me go first because you're going to have a hard time getting out unless I move my car because I wiggled in next to you. Y'all, the oak tree was in more danger than anything. She was not waiting. And I mean, all I had to do was sit in the car and move forward. Mm-mm. Y'all, she drove that giant SUV like it was a motorcycle, just and right on through the traffic, y'all, everybody was done. But went well, and y'all came home, got home about 3:30.
Did you put your feet up?
Coma ensued at 3:32 and woke up about 6:30 p.m. Ooh. In the evening. Had a little dinner, and the coma re-ensued about 9 p.m. in the evening. And Sunday, spent the whole day just doing everything that did not get done during the week. So, busy, busy day. Little HOA business. Got to conduct the inventory of the HOA. Well, y'all, they never did it, so it needs to be done.
Just out of curiosity, what is in the inventory?
Lawnmower, golf carts, yard tools, weed eaters, trimmers, there's a storage shed full of shit, appliances in the rental unit, different stuff like that, just making sure everything's still there. So, and that it's, we have, because we didn't have all the VIN numbers, model numbers, serial numbers, so that we could, if something were to happen and it got stolen versus the insurance company just giving us a generic settlement, we could say, well, actually this was the Craftsman, blah, 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 whatever the numbers are. I don't know because I haven't done it yet. I sent the text to the person I needed to unlock the storage shed for me and said, let me know when you got a few minutes. So I got to do that. And y'all got other stuff like that to do. And then we got the hairs cut. Whew. It's been a day.
Well, you know, if I didn't know any better, I would say you had a lot to say.
Well, you know what? I did something not at all interesting. How was your week, Big Fatty?
Oh, it was lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. I picked up a coal miner. Pam.
Oh.
And we went to, he and his husband went to the Page's Oakery Grill on Thursday.
Oh.
And then I just had a lovely... I put up some of the outdoor Crema lights. No, they're not on yet.
I think it's okay if they are. Yeah.
But anyway, and then old coal miner and his husband stopped by this afternoon, or this morning, I guess. And we went and had a delicious brufkas at the Waffle House, the Awful Waffle. And then I took them to the Aerial Puerto, which we all know is Mexican for
Aerial Puerto.
Mm-hmm. And when you texted me, I did part of my nipple walk on Sunday morning, but I was out doing a little bit more because, you know, I've got to close those rings.
I'm going to do mine after we were. That's why I wanted to record early, because I didn't do that this morning because I wanted to get this inventory thing done. So, yeah.
And so now here I am recording. And as soon as we're done, I will do one more in a loop and come back and record my little show.
Oh, well.
How about that?
Well, how about that? That sounds like a lovely, just a lovely week. Yeah. And y'all, I'm going to the gymnatorium here in a little while. I'm not getting on the scale. That's for damn sure. But I'm going to the gymnatorium. And
are you wearing your bulletproof vest this week?
Yeah. Well, actually, it's early enough. I'm going to go to my gymnatorium. I don't have to go to the. I can make it because y'all, it closes at 7 on Sundays. But it's early enough as we record this that if I go right over there, I'll be fine. I won't be cutting it too close. And
now, do we have a hat report?
I can't remember. No, the hat had been in the hospital by the time we recorded last week's little show. He'd been in and out of the hospital, more antibiotics. Nothing much else to say except, y'all, I bought him today as part of his Kroma gift when I was waiting to get my hairs did. I was in the Marshalls next door. Y'all, they had heated slippers.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I bought him the rechargeable heated bedroom shoe. So now,
are those the ones that you stick in the microwave?
No, they've got a switch on them. I don't know how they work, but they plug in via USB, so...
It's probably going to be too much.
Yeah. But before we run out of time, let's do this.
Okay. Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone. It's that game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of folks born on this day, and I have to guess if they're dead or alive, because they're so obscure you would not know that. And also, then I have to tell you who they are, because you don't know that either. So, Big Fatty, who you got?
Archie Campbell.
Arch Campbell. He is dead as a doornail. Y'all, Archie Campbell was a American curler in the Olympic Games.
As opposed to a hair curler.
Right. No, he was not a beautician. He was...
Okay.
Yeah.
Archie Campbell is indeed dead. He was an American country recording artist, comedian, and writer on
How about that?
I don't know if he was picking or grinning, but he was one of those. All right. Gordon Lightfoot.
Ooh, Gordon Lightfoot. Another musician. Well, musician. And y'all, I think he's still alive.
Okay. Gordon Lightfoot, dead as a doornail.
Oh.
He was a Canadian singer and most notably known for
The Wreck of the Reverend for the Edmund Fitzgerald.
How about that?
There are several others here that everybody knows that Marty Scorsese and that Danny DeVito and that Lorne Michaels. So I'm just going to skip over those because, you know, those aren't challenging. Howard Dean.
Who?
Howard Dean.
Howard Dean. I didn't know if you said Howard or Paula. Howard Dean is dead as far as... as far as I know. Yeah, Howard Dean was a pilot. He was an American pilot who piloted such aircraft as the Spruce Goose.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Howard Dean was an American politician, governor of Vermont. He ran for El Presidente until he went, yeah! And then he had to drop out of the race.
There you go.
So, anyway.
Well,
so,
how about
do we
that?
Do have time for one more?
Probably not, but go for it.
Okay, well, no, we won't do it then.
Fine, fine.
So, yeah. Anyway, so what's going on this coming week?
Ooh! A lot of coma. That's about it. What about you?
Okay. Well, I'm going to go see Wicked for Good on Wednesday evening.
Ah, how about that?
Advanced preview show. So, but you know, they have the Pink Witch and the Green Witch, and right. The green one is it just kind of reminds me of. What does that remind me of? It's just a
green
wind.
Yeah.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
What if I describe the scent? Like a rancid bacon mixed with old meatloaf.
With corn teeth,
yeah.
Excuse me, cone teeth.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Dr. Stone would have written us about that.
No, he wouldn't have.
You're right.
Nah.